Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Ritikar Vijay. Ritikar Vijay brought 14 years of experience into the autonomous driving and robotics space before co-founding and starting Autonomy. He managed BMW's L4 autonomous cars from 2019 to 2020 at Aptiv in Germany, in addition to having 39 plus patents in the autonomous driving and robotics industry. Well, good afternoon, Ritikar. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. It's been a pleasure. So looking forward to it.
Absolutely. This is amazing. I appreciate you jumping on. You know, we're traversing the world again today. I love podcasts, love meeting new people. And you're hailing out of the great country of India. So I do appreciate that. This is so exciting. So Ritikar, we're going to jump right into the questions here and talk about your company. So you've got quite the career in technology. You're a senior leader, a chief technology officer, and now you're the founder and CEO at Autonomy. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
So, I mean, you know, thanks for the introduction. It's been quite a exciting journey so far. So one of the most important things which I always kept in my mind while, you know, working at whatever position I was. So to have an open mind, to have enough perseverance that, you know, trust the process, trust what you're doing, and do not worry, you know, what's happening around you. So at the time when I started my robotics journey back in like 2008, 2009, it was more of, you know, it was an outlier because most of the folks were focusing on IT and, you know, even machine learning was not the talk of the town at that point in time. So I stuck to, you know, what I did, what I was, you know, doing. And yeah, so it was a sidekick during my college time. And now it's a full-fledged career. So, you know, in a nutshell, if I have to say the golden rule is that there's no golden rule, but, you know, always chart out your own way.
Thank you for sharing that, Ritikar. Again, everybody has a unique perspective on life and what they've learned. And I appreciate your background on that. So switching gears, and this is very relevant, you know, especially with your product, but we're going to talk about the pandemic a little bit. We all had to make these incredible shifts and sacrifices during the lockdown, right? But what's your plans to adjust and for continued growth going forward?
So, you know, pandemic, that's something which nobody expected like 1.5 years back that something like this could have happened. So one thing which that clearly states last 1.5 years is anything is possible. So never say no to a possibility. You know, for example, nobody thought that remote working will be, you know, such a normal thing to do at this point in time where people are not turning up to office and things are going fine, you know, rather productivity is on a higher side. So, you know, challenging times and, but at the same time, Autonomy was born in the midst of pandemic. So we were brewing on the idea of autonomy of autonomous deliveries, but pandemic actually made us realize that the time is literally now. So, you know, we turned a challenging situation into an opportunity. And, you know, that's a mantra there. So, you know, how we can actually leverage a situation which is so difficult into an opportunity to, you know, start a company and keep it growing.
That's awesome. And again, everybody's had to do major shifts, pivots, traversing through this time. And you're actually bringing something that is really helpful for others as far as the pandemic and that contactless service that you're providing with your product. So Ritikar, let's talk a little bit about technology, right? We're both technologists. This is a digital publication on technology built on the blockchain, by the way. We're the first of its kind, but we would like to know about your technology. So you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging tech within your tech stack, right? But is there something you might be able to share with us today?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, during my entire career, I've been working on unmanned ground vehicles, autonomous warehousing robots, autonomous vehicles. But it's so important that, you know, when we put these robots into the real world, you know, a convergence happens. So what we are doing right now is with a solid vision that deliver anything and anywhere. So that's why the robots are capable of navigating both indoor and outdoor environments. And, you know, why we can do that is because of an approach which comes from the warehousing robot side, which is indoor autonomous navigation, alongside autonomous vehicles which are running on road. So we kind of bring everything together, running on edge hardware. And that's how we can cover maximum number of use cases with a single solution available. So what we're doing is contextually aware robots. They not only navigate autonomously from point A to point B, but they also understand the context around them. So I'll give you an example. If there is a kid nearby, so the robot will behavior, a robot's behavior will be in a certain way. At the same time, if you know, it's a static obstacle or, you know, a large you know, robot cleaner or a normal cleaning happening around the robot, so in that case, the robot will behave differently. So you need to understand the context where the robots are navigating. And I think that's the next generation of autonomous navigation, which we are actually leading into this space. That's primarily the reason also why we got some recognition from a couple of good spots, getting ourselves at top 50 most innovative robotics companies next to Waymo and Boston Dynamics. And that happened just like after 6 months of existence. So, that clearly indicates, and these are indicators of where we are heading towards.
That's amazing. And this is something we've had a lot of attention on this platform around autonomous vehicles, robotics, RPA. We've had some great guests like yourself that talk a lot about this technology. So I appreciate you sharing some light. And again, continued success in that space. So thank you. And Ridhikar, last question here. Could you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either technology or entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I mean, when I started my journey, 14 years back in tech space, just after finishing my engineering and computer science, one of the most important things which I learned is that there is no single path to success. So, you know, you have to work in different areas, different fields to, you know, get a hook of, you know, how you can leverage, how you can learn, and then, you know, create something of your own. You're really lucky if you're fresh out of college and started a business which kicks off and becomes a $1 billion company. But on an average, stats clearly shows that if you have certain amount of work experience, that definitely helps you to form a sustainable company. And forming a company as a tech entrepreneur, technology is definitely a critical piece. At the same time, gathering the team, the type of folks which you create initial team, that's so important. And for that, we used certain tools to have a psychometric understanding of personalities of people who are joining the team. So whether they are influencer, whether they are go-getter or strategic in nature, or just sheer executioner. So that's one of the most important things you need to learn. If you have a great idea, that's awesome. But at the same time, to execute that idea and bring it to the market, it's a journey. So, the idea of starting a company is a lot more than just having a, unique or very feasible idea. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate the share on that. And again, continued success with what you're doing in that space. Again, an exciting topic to bring to this platform. And again, our goal here is to get your story out to our global audience. So thanks again. And Ridhikar, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Same here. I mean, it's a pleasure. And looking forward to talk more. Thanks a lot.
Bye for now.